This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Question: which program is in Guinness World Records as the world's longest-running TV quiz show? Answer:
it's Academic!
It's Academic is a Saturday morning program for high school students. The show has aired in the Washington area for 50 years. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton competed on the show when she was a teenager. Teams from local schools answer questions on subjects like history, literature, math, science, religion, politics, and sports.
You should take a long look at these questions because all the clues contain the word long. Identify the following. Number one, the long gray line refers to cadets at this U.S. military academy, Magruder.
West Point.
Right. He didn't live to see the staging of its drama, Long Day's Journey Into Night. Magruder.
T.S. Eliot.
Eugene O'Neill. Sorry.
No, Susan Altman is the producer.
It's a great age group to work with. They're fun, they're enthusiastic, they say funny things without even meaning to half the time.
Ms. Altman's mother, Sophie, was a TV producer in the 1950s. She started It's Academic after local school officials asked her to create a program that showed outstanding students.
And at that time, this was in 1961, the United States, of course, was going through a lot of upheaval with school integration, and they wanted things to help out to make the schools look good and to show that integration could work and work well. And so this is what she came up with.
The show's host, Mac McGarry, says the teams became more diverse over the years.
When we first started, the young people from various countries were not in evidence so much. But now each program presents young people from all over the world, or at least descendants of people from all over the world.
Mac McGarry is 84 and has hosted It's Academic since the beginning.
Every time I look up, I see people who are just 17 years old. And somehow I think, well, I must be not growing older at all. Now, their enthusiasm is contagious. There's no question about it. And you really have to rev yourself up to keep up with them.
More than 20,000 students have appeared on the show. Mac McGarry has asked more than 200,000 questions and gotten more than a few funny answers.
We had a question one time. Who defeated Napoleon at Waterloo? And the young fellow answered, Duke Ellington. So another time we had a question about who, along with Frederick Engels, wrote the Communist Manifesto. Groucho Marx!
The correct answers, of course, are the Duke of Wellington and Karl Marx. Kelly Reeder knows that. She led the team from Rockville High School in Maryland last year. Her school has won the championship on It's Academic several times.
Me and all the other people who are on the team, we've put in a lot of effort over the years and a lot of time to be where we are. So, and I mean, it's really a huge honor to end up on the A-team.
And what do other students think?
My friends who are on It's Academic think it's cool that I'm the captain of the A-team, but my friends who are not on It's Academic think it's kind of funny.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can find a link to a video about It's Academic at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Christopher Cruz.